In today's episode, I'm talking about procrastination and how the enemy has used this against you so you cannot fulfill God's purpose in your life. I will be sharing three powerful scriptures that will move you out of the spirit of procrastination. Girl, it's time to stop dragging your feet and get started. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wished I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. What a message to begin your new year. Does this sound like you? You've been saying and putting off getting started long enough. You say, I'll do it at another time. You have done this for the last 5 years, for the last 10 years, or even more than that, and you haven't done anything yet. Year after year, the same thing that you were going to start never got started. You keep putting it off again and again and again. Well, girl, the time to get that started is now. When are you going to pack your bags and move from the spirit of procrastination? You have to pack your bags and go. We cannot live in that spirit any longer. I have three powerful scriptures that are going to help you move from this spirit of procrastination. I want to start with the first one. This is Ecclesiastes 11:4. This is the Living Bible translation. It says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. And that's what's happening to a lot of you. It happened to me as well. Waiting for the perfect conditions. There's not and there will never be the perfect condition. Scripture just tells us that. But the enemy, on the other hand, is going to keep telling you, oh, wait for this. Wait for more money in the bank. Wait for your ducks to get lined up in a row. And the truth of the matter is, we don't even have ducks in the first place. We don't have no ducks to line up. But you know what I'm talking about. We keep putting it off over and over while this enemy sits back and like, okay, I got her. Don't have to worry about her, honey. She ain't going to do nothing. She's stuck. She is stuck because she's waiting for this to happen. She's waiting for that to happen. She's waiting for the perfect condition. And what the enemy knows that we don't know is that God has ordained a time and a season for everything to happen. We have to make the first move. This is where we take our leap of faith. This is where we just step forward in spite of the circumstances, in spite of your conditions, in spite of everything else that is going on around you. See, the enemy knows how to just get into your head, have you confused, and we know that God ain't the author of confusion, so we know where the confusion comes from, but yet and still, we'll sit back and we'll allow all these thoughts to come into our head, and we'll say, oh, I'll do it on another day. I'll do it later. And year after year, we are in this same situation, but we expect something different to happen. Honey, if you want something different to happen, you are going to have to move. And that means getting out of your comfort zone and move by faith. Again, the first scripture that's going to help you move is knowing that if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Never. Scripture says you will never get anything done if you're waiting for perfect conditions. So stop waiting for the perfect conditions. There are not any perfect conditions. Just make a decision and get the step in. Second scripture says, James 4:17. This is the New Living Translation. It says, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Oh, I know that caught some of y'all. That show hit me hard. It's a sin, honey, to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Many of you already know your purpose. I know we're talking about uncovering purpose throughout the podcast to help you uncover yours if you don't know what it is. But some of you already know. And you will not move in it for whatever reason. And scripture tells us it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. You know that God is leading you in this direction. You let the enemy get in your head, and here we go with this procrastination. Because you say, well, it's not that I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait until. And when you wait, the until never comes. We keep waiting and waiting. And you've been waiting and waiting. Here we are in 2024. And some of you have been waiting 5, 10, 20 years for that same thing to show up. And it's not that it's not going to show up, but you haven't made a decision. You think the perfect situation is going to happen. But it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. We have to do what we know God's calling us to do. I don't want to have this sin on me. This is a sin that you can control. All you got to do is step out in faith. God has you. You know, I'll go back to my scripture here too for you. Philippians 2:13. It is God who gives you the desire to do what pleases him, and he gives you the power to do it. Look at that. So if you have the desire, God is the one who has given it to you because it's pleasing him and he's given you the power to do it. So therefore, if you know what you ought to do, then do it. Because if you don't do it, it is a sin. Your third scripture that will move you out of procrastination comes from Proverbs 20, chapter 4, verse. It says, a slacker procrastinates when it's time to plow. So when it's time to harvest, there are no crops in the field. Girl, what? A slacker procrastinates. We have to move forward. We always say tomorrow. We always say another day or another time. But what we're doing is procrastinating. Scripture say you are a slacker. I didn't say it. The scripture says it. You are a slacker because the slacker procrastinates. My goodness. If that don't get you moving into the direction God has called you, I don't know what is. I don't want to be a slacker. A slacker procrastinates. And so when it's time to plow, because you're not planting nothing, but yet you're looking for a harvest, but you don't have no crops because you ain't done nothing. You keep waiting. You keep waiting for that perfect time, right? And that perfect time ain't coming. Scripture told us that. So ain't no need for us to be looking for no harvest and we ain't planting nothing. That's why nothing has shown up. That's why nothing has manifested for you. That's why nothing has come together for you, because you have not planted what God told you to plan, because you are waiting for the perfect condition. When scripture said there is no perfect condition. Wow. Procrastination has kept you from achieving all that God has called you to do. It has kept you from stepping into your purpose. Honey, it's time for you to pack your bags and go. Leave this spirit this land of procrastination and get to moving into the land of prosperity, because God said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Honey, pack your bags, get out of this cycle, this hamster wheel, this downward spiral, whatever you in, that has kept you stuck, and get to moving into the plans and purpose that God has for you. I hope this blessed you. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.